The background of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya that we are speaking of today is so beautiful to discuss and to remember. We have read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying this day of Phalgun Purnima, Gaur Purnima, most auspicious of all days, if we truly appreciate what it represents. Prior to the Lord's appearance, Lord Chaitanya sent his family, many of his eternal associates, to the material world, to this earth planet, to serve as his superiors. There was Madhavendra Puri, who was like the root of the tree of ecstatic love of God. The grand guru, Param Guru of Mahaprabhu. And he sent Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to his birthplace and he would eat the dust from the ground there and cry that the greatest wealth I've ever had is this dirt from the ground where my guru was born. And Keshav Bharati, Lord Chaitanya's sannyas guru, appeared before him. And great devotees like Sri Advaita and Hari Das, Acharya Ratna, Murari Gupta, Nityananda Prabhu. They appeared in various places. It is described that in what is now Bangladesh, there was a very great devotee of the name Upendra Mishra. He had 7 sons. According to Gaur Ganodash Deepika, Upendra Mishra was an incarnation of Parjanya, Krishna's paternal grandfather in the spiritual world. Among his 7 sons, the 5th son's name was Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was a very pure devotee. He was the incarnation of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father. He was a great scholar. And by the will of the Lord within his heart, he moved from Bangladesh, Sylhet, to Navadweep, just on the bank of Mother Ganga, the river Ganges. While living there, he met Sachi Devi, who was none different from Yashoda Mai, Krishna's mother. She was the daughter of great scholar, great astrologer, great Vaishnav, Nilambar Chakravarti. Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were married. It is so instructive and intimately interesting how the Lord stages his appearance in this world. There always seems to be impossible struggles before the Lord actually appears. We have read of what was going on at the time before Varaha Dev, the entire planet was submerged and plundered by Hiranyaksha, at the time of Matsya, at the time of Narasingha Dev. There were worldwide crises just prior to the Lord's appearance. And Ramchandra, how Ravana was exploiting everything and everyone. And then at the time of Krishna, Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Devaki and Vasudev, they were in prison. And so many of their children, six of their children, were killed right in front of their eyes after they were born. And then Balaram appeared to prepare the womb for Devaki. In a similar way, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, although they are eternal residents in this spiritual world, completely supremely enlightened, still they were in their perfectly enlightened state, they were experiencing a human condition. Sachideva gave birth to 8 daughters. But each one of them, soon after they were born, they died. Perhaps only a mother can understand the grief of a mother who loses a child. What to speak of 8 beautiful little daughters consecutively. Together they worship the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Balaram, in the form of Vishwarup, appeared in the womb of Sachi Devi, just as Balaram appeared in Devaki's womb, to prepare the way for Krishna. When Vishwarup was born, there was such happiness. And Srila Prabhupada explains so beautiful how many people, when they're in desperation, they really turn to God. But when things are all right, then they either forget it or they become quite lukewarm and not so intense. But after a beautiful child was born, Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, they were even more intensely worshiping the Lord with gratitude for Krishna's pleasure. Now, it was around this time that the devotees of the Lord, Advaita, Haridas, Srivas, they saw the condition of the people of the Kali Yuga. And in those days, which was over 500 years ago, there wasn't so much pollution and environmental climate crisis, and there wasn't such rampant immoralities going on. In Navadvip and Shantipur, most of the people were quite pious. A little sinful sometimes, but they were feeling intense fire within their hearts of grief for these people. Because however nice things may appear in this world, it's just a matter of time till suffering is there. You see, to the extent we taste a drop of love for Krishna, to that extent, we feel a happiness and a compassion where it's painful to see anyone without that. And a devotee has no false ego to impose something on others. A devotee sees that this is the true potential within all people. A devotee wants to remind us of what we've forgotten, that we are all part of Krishna, and that loving service to Krishna is our dharma, our Sanatana dharma. And in this age of Kali, simply by taking shelter of Krishna through the chanting of his names, that love is awakened. But yet, practically no one was taking this message seriously. Everyone was so distracted by scholarship, distracted by the pursuit of wealth and followers, and even happy people were trying to just protect their ever-changing, fleeting happiness. And people who realized the sufferings that are imminent in this world, they were striving for impersonal liberation. How many people understood the treasures of prema bhakti and the power of God's name? So these devotees, they not only saw the situation then, but they could see into the future. They could see what would be happening today with the nuclear bombs stockpiled by various nations, with the pollutions and the climate crises, and with all the greed and all the selfishness and all the hunger for power, and in the name of nationalism, in the name of religion, in the name of social statics, in the name of race, everybody's fighting to prove themselves better than others. These are all symptoms of the disease of ignorance, of itya. They could see this. They could see us. And they had descended from the spiritual world, and they wanted not only liberation and happiness for all beings, but they wanted Krishna to come to give people the opportunity to understand how to be God's friend, parent, and lover.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.